Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I was just chatting with Jason about his use of language. And it is quite excellent. It truly is. He's very precise in what he says. And we were talking about that. And we ran out of time. But, you know, that's something that I've noticed with younger people. I'm talking about millennials and younger. And they have a tendency, some have a tendency, to be a little bit ambiguous in what they're trying to say. And I have a feeling it traces back to technology, where you can say the equivalent of, you know, at the end of, or response to what someone says, you can say, thank you very much, I truly understood what you said. Goodbye, thank you, and then sign it. Or you can click an emoji with a smile on it. And sometimes it's difficult to figure out what that smile means. At least for me. I'd rather see the words or hear the words. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Greg Lesher is with us. Greg, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. Yeah, I was just listening to the top of the hour news, and wow, you know, maybe Texas did elect a good governor in Abbott. He is seriously, you know, I mean, bringing in the National Guard, setting up razor wires, stopping the illegal invasion of his state. He has every right to. The federal government has absolutely no right to block him from doing that. And so he's exercising his rights and protecting his state and a lot of the country, as far as I'm concerned.
That is what he was allegedly elected to do by his constituents, was to govern his state to the best, yes, of his ability and according to the Constitution. Well, here's what happened, Greg. So he's been going this alone, in a wheelchair, right? He's been going this alone, and other governors in the United States, you know, in general, watching him, and some people think it's outrageous, you know, that he's pushing back and busing these invaders, illegal invaders, you know, to cities like New York and Chicago, and they're just, people are exasperated, and they're finally finding out what Texas and other border states are going through. Well, as of yesterday, there are about half of the states in the United States that are siding with Texas in the border dispute. And let me tell you who they are. So starting from left to right, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Alaska, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Ohio, West Virginia, New Hampshire, Virginia, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee. Outstanding.
Wow.
Now, but here's the downside of this. What has just been declared a civil war Now, I believe, and I've said this before, class, that the Civil War combined with the Second Civil War and the Second American Revolution has been simmering for a couple of years now. That's what I've said. This puts a stamp on that this is happening, because these governors are saying, we are not in agreement with Washington, D.C. We disagree. It's outrageous. And so the country is being divided.
Absolutely. And then you've got states like Hawaii, who says, we're going to decide who we allow on the ballot for you to vote for president, that are completely, totally opposite. I mean, Hawaii is just mind-boggling that the people would stand there and say, and let the governor decide who they're going to put on the ballot for president. You know, we're only going to give you the choices that we want you to have, not the ones that you want to have. That's basically what Hawaii is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There was a really interesting story. I've got to bring it up. I don't have it on the screen at the moment, but I'll bring it up in a minute. But there has been a dense fog blanketing a massive part of the United States. I don't know if, it missed you, Greg, in Utah. But
we
starting
always have fog
in
the winter this time of the year. Yeah.
Okay, this is massive. This has blanketed about 40% of the United States, starting in North Dakota, going all the way down through, Texas, and as far as West Virginia. It's massive. And we're in it right now, and we have been for days. The sun has been blanketed. So we can, on a real nice sunny day, we can generate 50 kilowatts or more of electricity. We generated about two kilowatts. So massive occlusion of the sun, chemical spraying, engineered, and I think they finally said, Eureka. We found the answer to manipulating the weather by fog with chemicals. I believe they've done it, and they pulled off a massive, massive fogging of the country. Now, here's what this means to us as farmers. Kathy mentioned this yesterday. She asked about the mud, absolute mud everywhere. It's difficult to go anywhere. It's like those pictures that you see of Italy in World War II, the rain and the mud, and our vehicles were stuck in the mud. Transport vehicles, pretty much all vehicles were stuck in the mud in the rainy season in Italy. That's what it's like here. So we had this rain, we had sleet, snow, hail, then freezing rain, then ice, and then it started to thaw. And no sun. No sun to burn off the moisture, if you will. That's what we're experiencing right now. And I think the animals, the plants are all confused. Nobody knows what to do. I'm talking about, the animals don't know what to do. The plants don't know what to do. Because now it's 50 degrees warmer than it was in the last 10 days. So we hit, let's say, zero or below zero. And now, yesterday, it was just touching 50 degrees. That's a massive temperature change.
I unfortunately, I've got to fly once in a while so I can, go home to my family. And I was up at I guess it was 35,000 feet. It was above the cloud level, the upper cloud level. And I noticed planes, at least three of them, going different directions that were the same level as us. And they had these streams coming out the back. The so-called contrails. I'm calling these chemtrails. But the thing I noticed, and I did snap a couple pictures because I thought this was very interesting. There, the bottom of the trail was like dropping in little spurts, falling very quickly. Now, if that was just moisture in the air, it wouldn't be dropping like that. It looked like it was heavy. I like coming down like a comb. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think what you're describing is something heavier than moisture. And if you take aluminum and put it in water, like an aluminum ball, it'll sink to the bottom. Okay, so we know that chemtrails are aluminum, strontium, barium, heavier than the molecule of water. So that makes sense why it would be falling. And here's another part of this story. In class, what we do here at USA Prepares is tell stories. I'm not talking about fables. I'm talking about teaching via scenarios, things that have happened. So right after the broadcast yesterday, I went into the kitchen and I met with Mrs. Finelli and Bam. And we had, you know, a quick meeting. Okay, what do we need to do today? What's on the, anything happened while I was on air for 2 hours that I might have missed? And Bam said, well, he had a service call for a vehicle that wouldn't start. And it was a small bus. We'll call it a very large extended van, you know, commercial type vehicle. And it needed to be running by this morning. And it wouldn't start. So the owner called, said it wouldn't start. So he went, while I was on the air, he went out and took a look at it. And he said, yeah, it's probably not a fuel issue. And this is an engine that a Chrysler 360 cubic inch engine with a traditional distributed cap wires and spark plugs and rotor, electronic ignition, but rotor and distributed cap and wires. And I said, it sounds to me like it's a distributed cap rotor issue. So I said, I'll go with you. So I went with him, and sure enough, that's what it was. Now, what was one of the causes that this wouldn't work? Now, this is where older mechanics have, you know, a knowledge base that younger mechanics might not have. What happens with a distributor cap is they're cool in the evening. They cool down. They're made out of Bakelite, a hard plastic. And they will condense moisture on the inside. And if the vehicle hasn't been driven for, you know, a week or so, 10 days, 2 weeks, it will condense moisture. Well, this fog was so great that moisture condensed on the inside of this distributor cap and prevented the spark from traveling properly, and it was shorting out, so the vehicle wouldn't start. And I'm willing to bet you that there were tens of thousands of vehicles in this large swath of the United States that were older vehicles that experienced the same exact thing. Moisture, because of the tremendous amount of fog, the persistent fog, day after day after day, no sunlight to burn off the moisture, that vehicles wouldn't start. I believe that is the case. I cannot prove it, but that's my logic, and I think it's absolutely correct.
Well, every time there's a spark, there's a little bit of discharge or a little bit of metal, okay? So it stays in that distributor cap area, and when you introduce the moisture to it, yeah, it can ground the spark out just enough so that you don't get the spark you need to ignite the fuel. I have to agree with that.
That's exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. And also, there is a carbon button at the center of the distributor cap. And the rotor that directs where the spark is going to go has a spring metal contact to that carbon button. The idea is carbon is a kind of a lubricant, but it also is a conductor of electricity. So the spring of the distributor cap, I'm sorry, the spring of the rotor would ride against this button. And carbon wears off, and little microscopic particles are in there to carry the electricity, just as you discussed.
Powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit DrinkTap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us, RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And in the spirit of water, I just heard an advertisement in class talking about advertisements, radio or television is the kiss of death. Let's do it anyway. So where, this is what I heard, and I believe this is a quote, where does that water come from, end quote. Well, and in the spirit of this commercial is to talk about protecting our water supply. Now, I have not gone to the website for this commercial, but where does that water come from was the question that the radio script reader read. Where does that water come from? Well, it comes from the runoff from the car wash. It comes from the diseased tissue from the hospital. It comes from your neighbor's toilet. That's where it comes. And it comes from chemtrails that's been washed with moisture and falls down to the earth and contaminates the soil. That's where the water comes from. Whether it's bottled water, whether it's tap water, whether it's municipal city water, it is all recycled. All water has been recycled. We are drinking dinosaur pee. But through the hydrologic cycle and evaporation, distillation occurs, and we reuse and reuse the same water. We're not getting any more. We have the water we have, and that's it, period. No more water is being delivered to planet Earth. That's it. We've got what we've got. So I guess the point is, be careful what you do with water. Don't pollute it. Do everything you can to protect your water supply. And in that line of thinking, get out of Dodge, buy a farm, and get away from people. Get away from people because the GDP is going to kill us. Aided and abetted with big tech. Also in that line of thinking, I have a five-minute university lesson. This will take maybe 20 seconds. So if you have a brown spot in your lawn, I mean, this is kind of a nit, right? What do you do to get your grass to grow? You don't want the erosion, right? Because if you have a dead spot in the lawn, if it rains, you can have erosion right there. And it could grow and grow. So all you have to do, let's say you have a 3-foot diameter brown spot. All you have to do is water around the edge. Just water around, not the whole thing, just around the edge. And the grass will grow toward the center of the hole, or that brown spot. And then a couple days later, you do it again and again. And pretty soon, without any seed whatsoever, that grass will fill in that brown spot. Unless it's contaminated with toxins and, you know, oil and, you know, or salt or something like that. But if it's, you know, the same soil and it's not destroyed, the grass will grow just by watering around the edge. You don't have to water the whole hole, just around the edge. And that will let the grass grow toward the water. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, by putting water on the dirt itself, it's not going to magically create grass seed. You need to actually water the grass on the edge and give it, you know, and it's looking to grow, so it's going to spread out and go through the and take advantage of the open area. You're totally right. Unless you were to chop it up and plant some grass seed, you know. Other than that,
Right. That's when you do it, when the grass wants to grow. When there's, you know, sunlight. Here's another 5-minute university tip, 20 seconds. So, Mrs. Finelli and I learned that our trash pickup company was bought out by another company. And we send them a check, you know, every couple of months. And they don't send reminders. They don't send invoices. They just expect you to know that, you know, the $18 is due, you know, per month. So sometimes they'll send us a note and say, yo, you know, we didn't get your check for the last 2 months. We'll go, here's 4 months worth. So we'll pay in advance. Well, we just learned that they were bought by another company. Now, what happens? Class, what happens when a company is bought by another company? Do prices go down or do they go up? They go up.
Usually up.
Right? They always go up. Yeah, so I asked Mrs. Finelli to pay 6 months in advance. Just send a check in 6 months in advance for the $18, the price we've been paying. Nobody told us it's going to be any different, so we're just paying in advance. My logic is we're probably going to get a notice in a couple weeks that it went up to $24.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA USA News Update. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande River. This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry, in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders. Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah. I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually,
God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Craig Lesher is with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com is his website. Craig, here's something that I thought we should talk about. There's a gal from England. Yeah, she's 25 years old. And she came to the United States. She's a ballet dancer, was a ballet dancer. And she died. She died because she ate some cookies. And she had a peanut allergy. And the reason I'm telling you this class is you can't trust anybody. And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story in just a couple of minutes. So she came to the United States, had what I would consider a premium brand cookie, or bought a package of them. And she went into anaphylactic shock because there were peanuts in the formulation of these cookies. And she died. Very, very tragic. The company that, this was in New York, happened in New York City. The cookies were repackaged. They were sold in bulk by the cookie manufacturing company. They were repackaged by the supermarket. The supermarket, according to the internet, is Stu Leonard's. S-T-E-W, first name. Leonard's. L-E-O-N-A-R-D-S. And they're called Florentine cookies. And I see the package on the internet, and for less than 1 pound of cookies, it was $11.27. That's extremely expensive for less than a pound of cookies. And it was, the cookies were selling for $11.99 a pound. So they're repackaged in these plastic see-through containers by Stu Leonard, Stu Leonard's supermarket. Now, I studied Stu Leonard's many years ago in the 1980s. I did some research. I wanted to know about this very interesting store. Stu Leonard's was considered the pinnacle of success in more sales per dollar, per square foot of selling space of any supermarket in the United States of America. I want to know why. Well, they had a loft and they looked down on their customers and they could see their customers, you know, buying in their supermarket. And they'd watch the customers' behavior. And they realized that if they sold strawberries, instead of putting in packages, they'd sell them by the each and customers could, you know, pick the ones they wanted, put them in a bag, weigh them, and then buy just the ones they wanted rather than have somebody else put them in a, you know, container for them and sell them by the pint. So they did things like that. And then they had characters. It's kind of like Disneyland, but of a dairy store or supermarket. And they're number one. And in the same line of thinking, Disneyland, Disney World was number one back then as well, in the 80s I'm talking about, because they paid attention to detail. Now, they've lost their way. But so has Stu Leonard's lost their way. Because Stu Leonard's is saying, and I'm paraphrasing, that they didn't do it. They didn't make the cookies. They didn't put the peanuts in them. And they're blaming the cookie company that manufactured the cookies for not telling them. The cookie company is saying, what are you talking about? We told you. We told you we changed the recipe. And you didn't relabel the cookies that you were selling. So you bought them in bulk. You didn't relabel them properly. And it's Stu Leonard's fault. Stu Leonard's, the company, is saying that it's the cookie manufacturer's fault. Here's the rest of the story.
Well, so, you know, that's just the one death you heard about. How many more
people
died from peanut allergy that ate those same cookies? We don't know. They could have just put it down and died suddenly. Yeah.
So Stu Leonard's was formed in 1969. Seven employees. You can look this up on the internet. You can just type in Stu, S-T-E-W, space L-E-O-N-A-R-D-S. Okay, you'll find it. You'll find the information that I'm telling you about. So it was formed in 1969. It had about seven employees. Connecticut. And they had six stores, Connecticut and New York. And the newest location was opened in Paramus, New Jersey in 2019. Well, here's the thing. The Stu Leonard's senior, Stu Leonard Sr., ran the company. He was succeeded by his son, Stu Leonard. I guess that'd be Junior. In 1993, Stu Leonard Sr. was convicted of having committed tax fraud via an elaborate scheme which diverted over $17 million of cash register receipts over a 10-year period. This fraud involved a computer program designed to skim off sales. This was directed by Stu Leonard Sr. in concert with the company's CFO. I'm reading this off the internet. So the CFO and store manager and Stu Leonard, the CEO, had a scheme to skim off cash. It was placed in bundles in Stu Leonard Sr.'s office fireplace. And it was moved offshore disguised as gifts. Stu Leonard Sr. was caught in June of 1991 carrying $80,000 in cash en route to the Caribbean island of St. Martin. Now, he pled guilty, served 52 months in prison. Well, he was sentenced to it. He served 44 months before being released, early release. Here's the point. Here's a guy that I studied, and his store was number one, world class, best in the world, paying attention to customers. And that wasn't enough. He was so greedy, he wanted more. This is my opinion. What I'm trying to say is, you can't believe anything you hear, see, or read. Now, the corporate philosophy of Stu Leonard's is they had a large stone, typically 3 tons, at the entrance of the store. And etched into that stone was their company's policy, their customer service policy. Very simple, just a few words. Number one, the customer is always right. Number two, if the customer is ever wrong, reread rule number one. Very simple. That was their business philosophy. The customer is always right. That was the accepted, believed philosophy of the store, and it probably was true. But behind the scenes, they were avoiding paying taxes. So what we're finding out today is more and more people at the highest levels of entertainment, government, corporations, education, I mean, all of them, all institutions have these people who are committing crimes at large levels for the same purpose, individual greed. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, money changes behavior. There's just no two ways about it. And that's the sad part about it, is most people, that behavior is not always honest.
So who was right and who was wrong, I don't know in this particular case of this unfortunate death. However, you would think that if a company changes a recipe, or one might think this, that it would say new and improved, better tasting, better ingredients, better something, new, more for your money, less for your money. It would say something is different. But evidently, the packaging by Stu Leonard's did not do that.
Well, here's what bothers me.
Whose fault it was, I don't know.
They're allowing words like natural flavors. Okay? They need to be more specific. We can't allow that. Because a peanut would be a natural flavor, right?
Yeah, and beaver butt. And I'm not joking, class.
Aborted fetus.
A beaver butt is used. Yes, a beaver's butt is a natural flavoring for like strawberry and cherry. I'm not kidding. That's natural.
It's called from the castor. Beaver's castor. It's in the gland near their anus. I mean, good grief. It is disgusting to think about it. The question is, would be cleaning out a beaver and say, that smells good. Let's try it. Let's see how it tastes.
How about if you just ground up the eyeballs of cicadas, just the eyeballs, and put them in cookies? Well, forget that. Let's just dry out cicadas. You know, collect them from the orchard, and you know, sun dry them, grind them up, and add them to cookies. That'd be natural flavors.
Another natural ingredient.
So is bark. So is bark, and they don't say in your Parmesan and Romano cheese blend that comes out of that plastic container that you shake on your pasta. They don't say that it has tree bark in it or tree pulp or wood. They say cellulose fiber, and that's natural too.
I mean, you've heard of HEK. Is it 293 or 294 or something like that? Human embryonic kidney cells taken from aborted fetus for flavor enhancers. That's a natural flavor. It's in Doritos. It's in Make It. Why would they put embryonic kidney cells that were grown, you know, in petri dishes, whatever, from an aborted fetus, in your makeup, in women's makeup, in Kraft mayo, in Doritos. You know, one scripture comes to mind: "I will feed them their own flesh." Is that scripture being fulfilled? Probably. You got to do your research, people. You can't take our words for it. You've got to do your own research.
Yeah, we'll help you. We'll help you get started. We'll jump start you, and suggest that you consider looking at some of the things that we talk about. You know, and we say here at USA Prepares, don't believe anything in the media. Don't believe it. And that's where I was going with Stu Leonard. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read. Don't believe anything, and don't believe us either. Okay? I'm not saying we're a special case. Well, I did yesterday when I was talking about transfer switches. I said, believe this, because I want to make sure that everybody understood that it's life and death. It's very, very serious to not have a transfer switch with a generator. But as far as Stu Leonard, what I'm saying is, don't believe it. You look at a label, even a premium, top-of-line, world-class supermarket chain, you can't even believe their label. You can't. So be really careful. And that's why I don't buy Kraft items.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Vincent,
just to hit this. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. When I read something that says "and other natural ingredients," to me that's a red flag. There's something there they don't want to tell you about that might, you know,
right,
curb you away from buying what you're buying. Okay, because you look up HEK293, the flavor enhancers. It is one of the other natural ingredients. And I've actually called some ice cream companies and asked if they use castor for flavoring because I didn't want to eat beaver butt. And they verified that they didn't use it, and I was able to record them saying that. So I just let them know that, and they had no problem with it.
Good for you. Yeah. So, class, here's the salient point about this discussion. So Stu Leonard's is a top-of-the-line company, world-class, or it was. They've squandered their reputation with this one thing. But it's the death of an athlete. And this athlete knew she had a nut allergy. She knew it. So she obviously would scour the labels to make sure that she was not consuming something that would put her into anaphylactic shock, which these cookies allegedly did. So she died unnecessarily at a very young age. And no matter how you look at it, ballet dancers are athletes. You know, and athletes are very, you don't see fat athletes except for sumo wrestlers. You don't. They are obviously very concerned about what they consume because they know they are what they eat. So Stu Leonard's is saying, you know, the cookie company didn't tell us, I'm paraphrasing, and the cookie company said, yeah, we did. So when you see these clear plastic packages that are packaged in a supermarket, they are probably, the contents are probably made by some other company. So there's a lot of room for mistakes. And is it something like Rich Sheban talks about all the time, where people get jobs because of their group rather than their qualifications? Maybe. But here's something we all can probably agree on, that everyone in the food industry knows about nut allergies. Everybody. If you go to a waitress, if you happen to be at a in a restaurant and you say, you all use nuts because I'm hyper allergic to nuts, it'll put me in anaphylactic shock and you'll have an ambulance here and a carcass if you got nuts in this meal. They know what that means. The manufacturers know what that means. Is this just carelessness, recklessness? Well, the lawyers are going to find out. And there's going to be huge, huge judgments on this because it did not need to happen.
I would say both
so
parties are probably...
You might be able to say this is...
Both parties are probably...
Now. The lawyers are...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And from my recollection or recognition, you know, I'm not part of this, so I really don't know for sure, but it seems like carelessness and recklessness might be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Inattentiveness. Lack of attention to detail, which is the hallmark of what Stu Leonard's was about. We were having this discussion at the kitchen table, Bam and Mrs. Finale and I, and it's about young people. And, you know, the young people inherit, you know, the parents' business. And they don't pay the same amount of attention that the parents paid. It happens over and over again. It's almost a hallmark of wealth that the young people are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. The parents worked really hard to build the business, and then the young people blow it up.
I had a friend that ate something, and he was concerned because he was feeling kind of strange because somebody had made something for him, a dessert, and he called them, and sure enough, they had nuts in it. He had an allergy to that. It was lucky enough that he was able to get what he needed to, I don't know whether it was an epi shot or something like that, EpiPen, to save his life.
And those things are darn expensive. I think they hit like $750 per EpiPen at one point.
Yeah.
Because of that New York racketeer who bought the company and jacked the price up. Yeah.
Making money off of other people's allergies and yeah, that's just, to me, anybody who's in the healthcare industry who's in it for money, it's just disgusting. You know, I want to become a doctor because doctors are rich. Not because they want to, you know, help people. There are those that do, but it seems like they're coming very rare, far between.
Right. I've got another 5-minute university tip, 10 seconds. You know, class, you can buy Rust-Oleum paint, and they've got red and green and blue and black and yellow and gray and white, but you can also buy their enamel custom tinted. And I had a rust spot on a generator, a Generac generator, and Generac has this kind of a beige tan color, gray color. And we went to Menards, bought a section of the metal. They custom matched it, $15 for a quart. It's perfect. Rust-Oleum can be custom tinted. Menards does a great job. Greg, thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.